Love catching up with Rose Smith from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com, a website worth perusing, especially if you are thinking about how your life's gone so far and maybe where 2022 is going. Rose, welcome to the show for the last time. It's been a big year. Thank you for being part of our experience, by the way.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, well, for the last time this year anyway.
Yeah, that's right. We're so grateful to you, Rose. We really appreciate you doing this for the Zinc family whenever you get the opportunity. It's lovely.
Now, 2021 has been like almost a repeat of 2020. How do you see 2022 going? What are you feeling?
Yes, well, I'm an astrologer as well as a psychic, and there's a lot of positive signs in the heavens for 2022. So it's not a walk in the park. We still have challenges. We've been dealing with this thing called Saturn squaring Uranus through 2021, and it does continue in 2022, but we've got some really positive influences where people start to take care of each other. One is Neptune sextiling Venus, so there's more compassion, more caring, more sympathy, rather than this sort of, volatile aggression that seems to be around, especially on social media.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's such good news. That's what we all need.
We
more
need
compassion
it.
And
yes.
caring for each other.
Because I know people are ranting and raving and they're protesting about freedom and human rights and things like that, but let's just get down to looking after one another. Christmas starts that sort of spirit of embracing family and friends, and let's try and continue into next year. I mean, how can we do that, Rose?
Well, I think people just have to take a step back and look at Australia and think how lucky we are and be grateful that we're in Australia compared to other countries. You know, so the US and the UK and a whole myriad of other countries are doing it so tough. And so, yeah, I don't know if these people haven't travelled. I don't get it. But we really are very fortunate. And because you get more of what you focus on, if you can focus on, you know, hope and positivity, you don't have to be blind to what's going on in the world, but just put your focus on the positive things, you'll get more positivity in your life.
Yeah, and you'll probably get more sleep too.
Yeah.
Not worrying about
something to do with it.
Yes.
What about now? Look, they're talking election next year. You think ScoMo's going to make it back in? What are you feeling for him?
Oh, by the skin of his teeth. It could even be a hung parliament. They're going to lose a lot. They're really going to lose a lot of voters.
Yep.
And I think what's going to happen, we're going to see this rise of alternative parties, and they're going to gain more ground. So, you know, Australia's been a two-party system for so long. We'll see other parties doing much, much better.
Is that like, is that like Clive Palmer's party and Pauline Hanson and things like that?
I do think so. But other parties as well. So it's not just about that sort of extreme type thing. I think you'll see more independence. The Green Party will do better. I think there's a move away from the two-party system, basically.
Great.
Australian voters have had enough.
Yeah, oh, they have. You can feel it out there straight away. Can I ask you a curly one too? Is Trump going to come back? I mean, I keep asking this. Do you see him anywhere in the media next year?
Well, he'll be in the media for sure, but he's actually on the way out, I feel. And I did get a long time ago last year the word disappear. I don't know what it means. It might not mean anything really bad. It's just that he, off his own bat, you know, he just gets less and less noticed.
Right,
by the media.
That's relevant.
That's a good one for the conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Rise.
If I say Trump could be taking up residence at Guantanamo, that'd get him going, wouldn't it?
Stay away from that,
well,
big buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll make it to jail. People always ask me, is he going to jail?
Yep.
And I haven't had that specifically, but just that we don't hear about him anymore. He's replaced by other people that are more in the media than he is.
Mm-hmm. Like Napoleon going to Elba, he'll be just exiled somewhere and just go and live your life quietly there and count your
minions. Yeah, and he's getting older too, you know, and his health is really bad.
Yeah, it's Macca's all the time, exactly. You know, he's in that fast food, so you've got to get on to it anyway.
That's the only reason I do like him.
Now, I'm going to throw a question at you, Rose, and I don't think Ali's going to be happy with this, but what are you feeling for my good friend Ali here into 2022? Are you comfortable?
Oh, right. Yeah, yes. So I'll close my eyes now, and what I do see is a door opening up, and there's a lot of light on the other side, but there's a definite, it's like a T-junction that I've come to. So there's a decision to be made here, and it's fairly important. It's which way am I going to go? You need to watch your time management, Ali, next year in 2022.
Oh, yes, he does. Definitely.
It's like there's too much. You have to decide which things you can do and which you can't, because it's like, don't take on too much.
Okay. That's very good advice, Rose. Thank you. And I definitely need to heed that advice. Thank
you. That's
good. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
good. I'm glad there's light at the open through the open door.
Yes. And it's all positive for 2022, which is what we love, Ali. And I just wonder, look, let's put it out there for the Zinc family, 1-300-891-929. If you'd love Rose to give you some direction for 2022 or just help you with a decision, you know how good she is, we invite you to give us a call now and connect with Rose through Absolute Soul Secrets, and we'll get you on the radio. Whether you up for that, Rose, to do some...
Oh, absolutely.
Rose Smith, our resident psychic, with us. Rose, you ready for some readings this morning?
Yes, ready to rock and roll.
Okay, let's connect you first. I'm going to put Rose there with, I think we've got Katrina on the line there. Katrina, Katrina. I love this. Katrina, you're connected with Rose Smith now. Ladies, the floor is yours.
Hello, morning, Katrina. Rose. Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm well, thanks. Now I hear your voice, Katrina. I've got a lot of green that I can see. This means opportunities and growth. The other thing I can see is like a sword coming down and stabbing into the ground. That's all about your thinking. So in 2022, I think you're going to change your ideas about something and become very sharp and very determined about something. So it's like a real clarity in your thinking that's coming through.
Oh, that's wonderful. I don't need all the help I can get.
We fail you, Katrina.
Oh, far out, Brussels sprouts.
They're green, so Brussels sprouts are green, so you're on the right track.
Beautiful. Look, thank you so much for that, Rose.
No worries. Have a great year.
Yes, you too, darling. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Katrina, for that. That's a great little connection there. We've got Melissa. Hello. Oh, it's Melissa. Our maths Melissa connected now.
Hello, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning, Rose. How are you?
Good, good. What I see around you when I hear your voice is like a power plug being, it's like to an appliance or something, but it's being plugged into the wall. So there's some sort of, sort of shot in the arm is the old thing we used to say in the, decades past. And that means a boost. And there's some sort of extra energy coming through or extra power. You might find there's an improvement in your health or how you feel, like your vitality and well-being and that sort of thing.
Oh, that'd be good.
Do you do gardening, by the way? Are you gardening?
Yes, I'm a bit of a gardener.
Yeah, it's something to do with the gardening. It's like as your garden improves, you improve.
Okay, well, I better get right into that.
Yes, Melissa.
Yes. And
is it metaphorical gardening, Rose, or is it actually getting your hands dirty? Because I know Melissa's looking to hook up.
I think it's both. I think it's actually going outside physically and doing gardening and getting your hands in the dirt actually improves your health, Melissa.
Yes. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Lovely.
So, go and plant plenty of vegetables, but I also see flowers too. Mm,
maybe some eggplants.
Yeah. Thanks, Melissa.
My chicken just laid me a lovely
egg. Oh, good, good. I've got to go and check mine too.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for doing that this morning. Yeah, congratulations. Excellent. Let's... Here we go. I've got a special number I've got there. Now, we've got Margaret here. We can connect with Rose Smith. Now, Margaret's on the line from Morayfield this morning with you, Rose.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Rose.
How are you today?
Well, I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Okay, what do I see? I get the colour blue. First I thought it was water, something to do with water. I don't know where Morayfield is, even though I live in Queensland. I wouldn't have a clue where that is. But then I realised that it's the sky. And so what I'm thinking it means, like this big, beautiful blue sky, it's like a lot of possibilities or a lot of potential blue sky thinking. So it's like positivity that we were talking about before. So I feel 2022 is going to be a positive year for you, more so than... what we've been through, and that's for everybody, but for you particularly.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's just what I need. Thank you very much.
No worries. There's something to do with new friends too, and like socialising, like going out or meeting new people or something like that. I feel like perhaps you're not the social butterfly, but this year you become more of a social butterfly.
That sounds really interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's see if we can get, Marcia was there from Curran. No, she's lost there, Rose. Just hang on, we've got someone, I've got a number that's dropped out there, Rose, and I'll actually hook up with them now. So I'll just type in the number that's disappeared. I think we've got...
Rose, she'll be exhausted.
I know, just one more here before we get to the news at 8 o'clock. I'm just predicting here now.
Well, you know, Rose, do you think when things like this happen that person's meant to speak to you today? When things like that happen, or are you like, come on, Bilko, wind it up, mate?
Is that Tina?
Yeah.
All right, Tina, we'll just get you connected with Rose Smith right now. Let's do the connection now.
Rose like is live there. Radio.
Oh, I love live radio. It's fantastic. So Tina and Rose are connected. There you go.
Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. The first thing I see is like a person walking and their feet on the ground. So a lot of practicality around you, but I feel more confidence coming in with that. So it's important to stay in touch with the earth, but in like a practical way. Just be careful. Sometimes people that you know, they tell you stuff and it's not true. And so you need to make up your own mind and stay grounded and stay practical and, yeah, don't necessarily. And this is for everyone. Don't take on board what other people say. You'll know because you'll feel it in your body. Your body will tell you the truth.
Great.
That's interesting. That's really
good
advice.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, especially the people tell me things that aren't true. I'm sure that happens all the time.
Right.
And if you listen to your body, particularly like your abdomen, the solar plexus, when somebody tells you a porky pie, you can actually feel like a twinge or like something bubbling up in your stomach. That means pay attention, and this is possibly a red flag.
So like a gut instinct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very interesting.
I could see Tina's mind ticking
good.
Over here.
You have
here.
A question, Tina. A quick question.
Do you know much about, like, so you obviously assess my personality and things like that. What about, is there anything in store for the future?
Oh, okay. So looking down 2022, okay, so there's a door I open up in front of me. I get the colours green and blue. Green is like opportunities and growth. It's also love on the, earthly love. So that's all of the aspects of, a physical relationship. And so I'm keeping this clean for radio. And blue is your throat chakra. So there's something here about a physical relationship and communicating. There's more communication because that is needed, because what I'm seeing is part of it is bright blue and then there's a grey blue, and the grey blue is sort of dull. And so, yeah, that makes me think it's not the full story or the full picture or something like that.
Mm. Awesome. So advice is to up the communication in 2022.
Yeah, absolutely. And as soon as you say that, I see a lot of green around that. So that's really,
good move.
What you need to do.
All right, Tina.
Very good.
That's advice. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks so much, Rose.
No worries.
You have a wonderful Christmas. Are you having a break over Christmas?
Oh, I've got so much work to do. I'm really under the pump at the moment. I've got to finish my 2022 horoscopes, and I've got more horoscopes to do for January. And bear in mind, see, I do them for 12 signs.
That's right, yeah.
Actually, 24 horoscopes just there.
Well, I don't want to send you more business, but AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Jump on that website and you can connect with not just Rose, but there's a whole lot of people there can help you out. So, Rose Smith, thank you for 2021, and we're going to reconnect in 2022, guaranteed, all right?
Oh, fabulous. You two have a wonderful time. I'm seeing flowers. You're going out and having a fun time, because I see flowers is like happiness.
Oh, well, we're definitely out and about in Gympie this Saturday for our last show.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, give away $5,000. That's where the flowers must be coming from.
I just see a lot of fun and happiness around you too coming up over the Christmas time and into January.
Great. Fantastic.
Oh, that's lovely, Rose.
Oh, Rose, you made my day.